Celebrating 10 years of independent film from around the world, the 10th annual Southside Film Festival continues through this Saturday at several locations here in South Bethlehem. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. The films are shown in Broggle Middle School's new auditorium, Sinclair Lab on the Lehigh University campus, and the Victory Firehouse, and back this year, a free children's film festival at Godfrey Daniels. I spoke with Jeff Vaklovic, Southside Film Institute Board President, and Ben Bartolin, Chief Film Wrangler.
There's all different types of films this year again, from shorts to features to kids' movies this year. We've added the kids' block.
We did it for the first, 5 years of the festival. We had kids' films.
Jeff Vaklovic.
With some success, depending on the year. And then it kind of fell by the wayside a little bit. Nobody really wanted to pick it up. My wife, to her credit, decided she wanted to pick it up. My son is 8 and a half now and can appreciate the films and enjoy them. And he and some of his schoolmates and some other kids served as jury for the kids' film. They were pretty insistent on when they liked something or didn't like something. You know, they were right on it. Brady's hung out with us at jury night lots of times, and sometimes that doesn't go so well when he's acting up or when we are showing a film that maybe he shouldn't be seeing and we have to shuttle him upstairs. He kind of knows how it works. And the films that are shown at the Kids Fest, the two sources, one is a company called Weston Woods, who we've used in the past. They're a division of Scholastic Books, so they're all based on well-known children's books. They're fantastic and they're great to work with. And this year Benny got us in touch with the New York International Children's Film Festival that takes place in Manhattan. They're actually an Oscar qualifying festival for their short films. We have three programs from them that we acquired, and they are outstanding. They're just amazing films. One, the disc says from 8 to 18, but you know, I would say anybody can see these films and really appreciate them. They're so well done.
And it's funny you had mentioned that about missing cartoons before the feature, too. And this year, we've done an animated block, which we haven't done in a while. All the other festivals I've been to, such as Sundance and Santa Barbara, they all have animated block. And I said, I really want to bring back the animated block because it brings a great audience. And it's a lot of fun, the animated block. It's all different types of media. It's just always interesting.
The short feature block, it's just the idea of, I mean, even if you're sitting there and maybe this film isn't quite for you, you know, 5 minutes later, it's like dim sum. It's like a nice smorgasbord. Yeah. You know maybe the next one is going to be the flavor that's right up your alley. And you're going to be one of the people outside talking about it once they're over.
None of these are Hollywood films or anything that you're going to see at the multiplex necessarily.
Crowds I've seen, too, some of the short films are like some of our most popular.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely.
So it's amazing.
Yeah, there were people who tell me year-round, I can't wait for the shorts blocks. It just generates this buzz. Here's something brand new that we're doing. You know, we've never done any kind of awards for our festival. Yeah. That was kind of by design, that we wanted all the filmmakers who come to be treated equally and everybody stand on equal footing. We've managed to do a very good job of that over the years, but Benny had the idea for doing an audience award. So this year we're going to have the audience pick their favorite feature-length film and their favorite short film. What we decided to do was we wanted to name it in honor of Linnie and Beale Fowler. As you know, Linnie passed away this past year. She supported the arts as almost no one else has in the Valley. Best thing about Linnie and Beale has always been, not only were they financial supporters of the festival, but they'd be out watching films every night. Couldn't go to a venue and not bump into them. What more fitting name can we give an audience award than for Linnie and Beale?
There's a couple other nice documentaries are about music this year.
We also have the subjects of two different documentaries. Peter, who owns The Plug, the guitar store in Amsterdam, is going to be here. He and the director, Jacqueline Van Voet, are flying over from Amsterdam, and they're going to represent the film Mama Don't Like No Guitar Pickers Around Here, which is a really, really good film. The music's great. It's in Amsterdam, so you know a lot of it's subtitled, except when they pick up a guitar, and then everybody becomes this Chicago blues man when they pick it up, and they're singing in perfect English. It's all these old J.J. Cale songs and all these old blues songs and stuff. For listeners of this station, it's right up their alley, as is Greenwich Village.
That sounds like another one not to be missed.
Yeah, the Greenwich Village documentary, actually, that was one I caught at Santa Barbara Film Festival in January. Had it on my must-see list. I was floored by it. It kind of focused on musicians that I think don't get as much limelight as other people. I mean, they did go through people like Odetta, Dave Von Ronk, and Fred Neil. And there's so much original footage from that time that's just long clips. And when I saw the director was there and she said, I wanted to have these long clips to focus and show how great these performers were. It's just a great documentary.
We have Martin Guitar as one of our sponsors this year for the first time. One of the first things Chris Martin said to me was, I want to sponsor that film. I want to see that film about Greenwich Village. So he's very excited to see it. I watched it and I was trying to pick out how many Martins are in it. And I don't have as trained an eye as of course he will. So it ties into Godfrey Daniels. It ties into Martin. It ties into DIY. It's really custom made for this area, you know.
Now, another documentary I saw and took note of was Dear Mr. Watterson. Mr. Watterson of Calvin and Hobbes fame.
That movie goes into a lot of what Calvin and Hobbes was to a lot of people. A lot of people grew up discovering that cartoon on their own. It affected everybody I think that read it pretty greatly. It was piece of nostalgia for a lot of people now. The filmmaker, you know, that's why he made the film, was because he was so touched by the comic strip, and he goes to the hometown of Bill Watterson, and it's funny how you can look at the cartoon and see the town of Chagrin Falls. So it's in his cartoons. You see where that cartoon came from.
So it's wonderful about these documentaries. An extra window into a cultural touchstone. Greenwich Village, 1960. Mm. For another generation, Calvin and Hobbes. The 10th Annual Southside Film Festival continues through this Saturday. For more information about the festival, their web address is ssff.org. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.